Wire.
It's just gone 5 minutes past 1 o'clock. Now, we all remember the smacking referendum. Larry Baldock, the leader of the Kiwi Party, was the organiser of that referendum. He wants to have another one, run in conjunction with the next general election in 2007, that asks whether the results of a referendum seeking a repeal or amendment of any law should be binding. He joins me now. Good afternoon, Larry.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Okay, so first of all, and the most obvious question, why?
And fair question, of course. Not as though we like to do all these things, but the fact that the Prime Minister and the government have ignored the 87.4% that voted no in the last referendum, I don't really think we have any other choice but to do another one that asks this question, should it be binding? It's really, we have to keep the pressure on the government, and this next referendum would be at the election, which is the best time for it to be.
So it wouldn't cost as much?
It won't cost hardly anything, given that the Prime Minister's announced they're going to have an MMP referendum anyway at that time.
Larry, the smacking referendum did not explicitly ask for a law change. There's no arguing that. So to use that as the basis for your argument is a tad disingenuous, is it not?
No, I don't think so. The question, should a smack, as part of good criminal correction, be a criminal offence? When people said no, that obviously means a law change.
Maybe what they meant, but it's not what the question asked.
No. Well, this next question, I think people will understand, is a follow-up, and it doesn't just apply to the anti-smacking referendum, but any referendum in the future.
Okay.
Because we don't know what Parliament might come up with in the future.
This is not just about the smacking law, but the wider democratic implications then?
Yes, exactly. And this has been our policies in the Kiwi Party, you know, since we formed, that we felt the CIR needed to be amended anyway, because in some circumstances the referendum should be binding, and of course other things should change as well. The 10% threshold for signatures is really far too much.
Larry, I'm going to have to pull you up on that, saying it's not about the smacking only, because you did say if the Prime Minister had a change of heart over the next 3 months, I'd reconsider plans to pursue the signature collection. So this is about the smacking one.
Well, it would suffice for now. I mean, it is an enormous amount of work.
But if he changed his mind about the smacking law, you wouldn't go through with this.
Well, if the Prime Minister did change the law, I don't know that we would have sufficient public support to carry on with the referendum and get the required signatures.
But you'd still want to?
Because that issue would then have died down in many people's minds.
So it's about the smacking thing then?
Well, it's partly about it, but it is also about the wider issue of democracy, and I think that's pretty clear.
But you wouldn't go through with it if they changed the smacking law?
Well, I've got lots of other things that I could, you know, put my time to, and
absolutely.
It requires an enormous amount of public support to get the signatures required. So it is, in part, the smacking issue that has kept this debate alive for almost 4 years.
The idea of binding referendums on law repeal or amendment is hugely problematic, because law, for the most part, cannot be judged by a simple yes or no. You know, any kind of law change has huge implications, and the danger of basing them on a yes-no question can't be denied.
Well, in some cases it can be, and I think, you know, if the law was changed so that it was binding, then the questions would be able to be a lot simpler. It would simply say, should the prostitution law reform be repealed? Should the abolition of the Privy Council be repealed and so on? It would be easy just to have a simple binary question on those,
but
and
that,
I don't
that,
think it wouldn't be confusing.
That, I mean, law changes should be made rationally on a basis of carefully considered data, not a yes-no question.
Well, the select committee process that's involved in law change does involve a lot more debate and discussion. You see, if you have a referendum that says the law should be changed, then obviously Parliament has to go back to the drawing board, come up with what legislation would replace it, go back through a select committee process, and of course the public will that's expressed in the referendum would be part of that whole procedure. So
the danger of basing public will around a polarising question like that, surely you can see that, Larry.
Well, there are dangers in any democracy, Paul, and I think what we're finding now
is
the pendulum has swung too far to the to this degree where Parliament ignores 87.4% of its population.
Surely general elections are the time and place to begin the implementation of legislation and policy. You know, parties get their mandate from those elections, not from referendums.
Well, what we find is that a lot of this controversial legislation is not coming through parties' manifestos, but through private members' bills, which pop up in between the three-year term. And, you know, nobody really voted for them at all. And then in the likes of Sue Bradford's bill, it's passed through the House with backroom negotiation and deals rather than a real mandate from the electorate. That's true, you can throw out a political party or a government at an election, but there are many issues that are involved in that, in a voter's choice. I think having referenda on specific law that is unpopular is not a bad idea. It's you know, you have to think in terms of what New Zealand's constitutional arrangements are. We have no written constitution and we have no upper chamber. So law passes through our parliament faster than almost anywhere in the world.
Wouldn't you be making that, wouldn't you just be emphasising that if the kind of changes you want to see go ahead?
Well, bear in mind that this referendum is not binding either. So if it's held at the election, it will create a lot of public debate. It will add to the political discussion around the election. Political parties will be asked their opinion on our constitutional arrangements, and in line with the MMP referendum, I think it will be a very positive process.
Can we put
what comes out at the other end will be a result of a lot more public discussion and no doubt a select committee process, because the law would have to be changed to reflect the wishes of the people in the referendum.
Are you confident you're going to get the number of signatures you'll need?
Well, I am reasonably confident. I mean, last time it was a tough job, but we got there in the end, and I think people's dismay has increased with the Parliament ignoring this referendum. So I think we'll have a lot more volunteers that will help us. But honestly, Paul, 400,000 signatures is a lot to collect, and you know, I can't know for sure what the outcome will be. I will just simply be doing the best I can.
Well, good luck to you, Mr. Baldock. Thanks very much for talking to us today. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care.